Welcome to BK Awakening Souls Podcast, a show where we explore life's lessons and how to apply them for the benefit of your happiness. And now, from Brother's Keeper, your host, Todd.
Paging Mr. Herman, you have a telephone call.
Paging Mr. Herman. Mr. Herman.
Yeah, thanks for everybody joining us. We were laughing our butts off about Pee Wee Herman for a minute. Paul Rubens. Oh, to Paul Rubens.
1988.
That guy's so cool, yeah. Thank you for joining us. This is awesome. Hey, everybody, thanks for coming, man. Me and Sanchez are back here to talk over life's meaning, and today's episode is called 20 Short and 20 Shy. Sanchez, tell us what it means. You came up with it.
I did come up with it. It means... Man, if I had $20 more, I could have bought that. Or you missed that wonderful opportunity because you were 20 bucks shy. But, and that's what you would think it would mean, right? Because it's kind of self-explanatory, but it's not that. It's all about pressing on and don't give up just because you are 20 bucks short and you're 20 bucks shy. You'll find yourself in that moment multiple times in your life. But there is no reason to stop pushing and stop going. Because usually that other 20 bucks that gets you where you want to be is right around the corner. It's just a few inches more. It's just a couple days away. There's just a little bit more lessons you need to learn and a lot more effort you need to apply. And there it is. Everything opens up.
Love it, man. That's exactly what it means. It means that while you're cruising down your path, while you're going ahead, after 48 years on planet Earth, I've come to understand that there is a very beautifully woven plan for your life, the experiences that you will need to become the next step and the next step, they are laid out in front of you. And if you're able to gain the right perspective and look at these things as, man, this is my training course for becoming the best version of me. I don't know. I can no longer say that there's any chance that there is a God. There's not a God. There's no way there's not a God. Miracles have been sown 30 years ago that are manifesting now. And it's like, that's impossible. But it is beyond comprehension and it is beyond denial that there isn't a plan, and the universe wants you to succeed. The universe set up a road that for you to walk, you will gain each lesson, each little message that you need along the way. You might have a different picture in your mind of how you thought it was going to come out. Oh man, I thought I was going to win that round. Oh man, I thought I was going to be rich after that fight. You know, you might have a picture in your mind of what you thought it is, but as I look back, every single lesson had to come in just the way that it did. It had to come with just the right amount of perceive failure with it, man. It is crafted in the most beautiful fashion, would you say?
Yeah, and that's the perspective of a winner and not the victim. Because a victim right. is gonna just spin it the whole other direction and be like, oh, everybody hates me, you know, they're out to get me. The phone company shut off my phone because I, you know, that what? They're racist.
Yeah, no, right. Totally.
You didn't pay your bill. That's why you got shut
yeah,
up.
Yeah. It's true. You know, just the second you take the victim mentality, that very second,
it's poison.
You're done. It's poison, man. You're just going to sit there and go, oh, man, this sucks. It's, oh, man. You know, if coach had just put me in, look at Uncle Rico.
That's a nice van.
Yeah, it's a nice van. You know, Uncle Rico thought if coach had put him in, his whole life would be different.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a real life thing. People get hung up in this. Oh man, I was supposed to get promotion, but this guy got it instead because he was sleeping with the boss above him or whatever. All the stories, all the reasons that a victim says they're a victim.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like we know people that have been actually abused and they don't consider themselves victims.
Again, the mentality of a winner.
Yeah. Just keeps
it's
going.
It's the same story, right. But how are you going to perceive, how are you going to tell that story?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell it that you're the victim or you're the survivor?
This is awesome. So that's 20 short and 20 shy. And as you know, Dave and I prepare concluding this chapter and moving forward, I wish, look, this is going to be fun to look back in a few years and see these moments, bro. Feels pretty big. So as we cruise down this thing, as it comes together, I can look back and I can see times when we put out our last 20 or we did, like, I'm just so tired. I don't want to go to this thing where I might meet someone. And that energy, putting out that last 20 and putting out the energy to do that next thing, even especially maybe even when you don't want to, that's when it's the really, really important time.
Yeah, it feels like a risk.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult.
Yeah.
But you put your last 20 in the gas tank. And you ended up in Las Vegas at a Super Bowl party, a 3-day Super Bowl party, a special invitation only, where we met more people and more people and more. And it was influential and more influential and even more influential. And then your back goes out and you're like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. But it's that, it's the winner's mentality. It's the drive. And it's like, you know what? I'm going for it. And it unfolded in the most
amazing fashion.
Yeah.
Like, we're looking at $150 million from one of those meetings and millions more from other meetings.
Other meetings,
right?
And other meetings.
And I remember that day. That was the day I showed one of the videos Nick had just made for me, and it said, and I just kept going, and I just kept going, and I wouldn't stop. And that day, I wasn't going to go, man. And I saw that. I showed that video because Nick had just given it to me like the day before.
Mm-hmm.
I showed that video and I'm like, you got to go, man. You're preaching. If you want it, you got to go, man. And so I'm like, yeah, that second I was like, yep, I'm going, man. And then that day was so powerful and went from there for days on, and just amazing relationships and amazing everything. So you're 20 bucks short and you're the time to, like, it doesn't have to be go to some Super Bowl party. Read a book. Think about your life. Think about the goals that you want. Think about the things you want to accomplish moving forward in a quiet place without your phone or without Facebook or without a movie or without, just sit quietly for 20 minutes and ask yourself what you should be working on or what you could be working on. A thing will pop in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
It will come to you. The answer will come to you, and then go work on that thing. And then when you're done with that, sit back down and relax and think again, and the next thing will come.
You got to keep those creative juices flowing and the inspiration. If you feel like you're sinking and you're in a low place, then that $20 at Barnes & Noble with the right book, a leadership, self-empowerment.
Eckhart Tolle, there's so many good ones, but just start somewhere. And, you know, you might say, oh, man, I'm never going to be smart or whatever. Let's say you'll be one book smarter in a minute if you get up and do it, you know. And so
life's not about that. You don't have to be the smartest guy in the room to be happy.
I wouldn't know anything about being the smartest guy in the room. So.
I'm kind of happy. I'm pretty dumb. But to be happy, or to be fulfilled, or to get your passion, and to wake up every morning with zest and zeal, you don't have to be the smartest person for that. You have to be right in line with you being you and completely fulfilled. Give thanks to the higher power. Give of yourself to others.
Yeah.
You don't have to be the smartest. You don't have to pass the IQ. Well, I'm not saying. I don't even know what an IQ test is.
I was going to say, what's your score, 89?
Yeah.
Anyway, one. Who knows?
I got one. My name right.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so this is a great point. Obviously, intelligence helps. No question about that. However, the point Dave's trying to make is that as I look back at our journey and as I look back at the things that I've been through, the thing that I find that's most impactful every time is being genuine. I say weird things in a room when everyone knows that everyone's probably thinking it and no one dares say it. That's when I say it. And so the interesting little things that have happened from being willing to say a thing that no one else is willing to say, or being so brutally honest that no one else wants, you know, that those moments have been the traction.
Yeah.
That bring the right meanings. Mm-hmm. So those moments, the me being me, and, you know, so many times hearing, oh man, Todd's such an idiot, or he's, you know, on the spectrum or whatever. I read this book. It's called like The Rosie Project. Is about this guy that's got like Asperger's or something, and he acts all weird. And I'm just like, I don't understand. This guy's system's perfect. You know, I was just like, oh man, I don't get it. What did he say that was wrong? You know, and the joke is everybody's laughing because it's not supposed to be said. And I'm just like, I don't think there's anything wrong with what he said. So maybe this is me. Maybe I'm on the spectrum, but
before there was a spectrum.
Before there was, well, I think it's been around for a minute, but yeah, that's the thing. Being okay, being me, even despite insults, even despite being laughed at, even despite saying a dumb thing that turned out not to be dumb when everybody realized that that was the actual question that should have been answered the first time, you know? And so all that, all the times that I could have shut down, you know?
You're just being authentic, living in your authentic self.
And that, and you wouldn't think, you wouldn't think being authentic would make you tens of millions of dollars. You wouldn't think that. It's just like, well, my authenticity is throwing, you know, fire flames on the beach where, you know, like,
it's really cool.
It's really, really cool. That if that's your passion, do it. Like the thing that Napoleon, I remember reading Napoleon Hill, like, probably 10 years ago, Law of Success, and he's saying, look, whatever you want, go out there and develop your skill to the best of your ability. Follow the 16. Anyone, if you're reading anything, go read Law of Success by Napoleon Hill, any of Napoleon Hill's works, Think and Grow Rich, Outwitting the Devil's phenomenal.
How to Win Friends, Influence People. Was that, or is that Carnegie?
I think that's Dale Carnegie, but yeah, it's still a great
Every
one.
Every time I think of Napoleon, I think of Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, it's so funny. Your mom goes to college. Napoleon's mom goes to college. I remember him saying, work on you, work on yourself, make you practice these principles of success, live them in your everyday life. I don't care if you're flipping hamburgers. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Do it to the best of your ability, and you will be seen by a person who will take you to the next place, then the next place, then the next place. Very if true. I look back 25 years, you know, the day is coming soon where we will, for the last time, wonder if we have enough money to do the next project. That day is very fast approaching, you know, in the next few weeks even for us. This is pretty exciting stuff. This is a big start. And so as I look back all the way through, you know, I love that line that says fortunes are opaque on arrival and inevitable in retrospect. As I look back, everything happened the way that it should have happened. And every time that I was the most real, that's when I got the most miles. Every time I was scared, and this is what you were saying about your last 20, there is a very real principle called faith. You know, a lot of people are fleeing religion. They're running away from religion. It's like, man, I feel lied to. You said I couldn't get into heaven unless I paid. That's a bad deal. I don't like that deal. So F you, I'm out of here. And then they leave God.
And yeah, it's they go the other, opposite direction.
They just go all the way, like, oh, now we're just in a piece of rock floating around space. Look, man, it's not God's fault those guys took his name and started a church. That didn't have anything to do with him. That had to do with that church, you know? But there is a very real set of principles upon which this planet operates, and you've got to understand those. I don't care if you do it through religion. I don't care if you do it through, you know, non-denominational churches. I don't care if you do it through a study of how Jesus Christ lived. Maybe you don't even believe in Jesus Christ. Read,
it's
you know,
Buddha.
Scientology or whatever else. The principles are the same. You have to have faith and belief in a principle. You have to lay down a sacrifice, something that means something to you to prove your faith to the thing.
That's a big
and
word.
And then the miracle comes, man.
Yeah, that's a real big word. If you could back up and let's unpack the word sacrifice. And we're not talking like human or animalistic kind of sacrifice that you.
That's a good point. No. Everyone stops.
Nobody needs to
put
die
the chicken
here.
Away. Yeah.
Keep the kids safe. Yeah.
Well, remember Major League when when Serrano wanted the chicken sacrificed before batting practice because he couldn't hit a curve. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Put the chickens away. Different kind of sacrifice. What we're talking about sacrifice is
that we're really old and we remember Major League.
People don't even know that show anymore. So funny. That ball wouldn't have been out of a lot of parks. Name one. Yellowstone.
That movie was great. So comedic gold. Sacrifice. When you have to give something up that you love or you would rather not go without, but for the greater good, and usually it's for your own greater good. Sometimes people are in your life that maybe shouldn't be in your life. There might be slightly toxic.
Whoa, bro, that's a sacrifice toxic. I didn't and even think of.
I'm putting it lightly with the word slightly because they might be really toxic, but for whatever reason, they made it inside your heart. They made it inside your head, and they are in you constantly. Like,
man,
like every cell of your body is consumed with their thoughts and their energy and their wants and their desires. And they're like vampire leeches.
Taking energy from you.
Yeah, yeah. They're holding you back. They're really holding you back. You cannot achieve your abundance.
You have to sacrifice a friendship that you don't want to let go. Wow, that's powerful.
It might not even be a friendship. It might be a family member. It might be a marriage. It might be a spouse. It could be deeper than just a friend. But even on a friend level, it hurts to realize that that sacrifice needs to be made because that person is doing nothing but taking from you. And when they're taking, they're holding you back. And they're poisoning your mind with toxic words of hate and self-doubt.
Yeah.
Sacrifice is a really big word, and it's something that individually people need to, they need to sit in that space for a moment, reanalyze and evaluate where they are and where they want to be, and then say, okay, what's really holding me back? Is it me holding me back, or is it somebody else and my relationship with them? And that's where the sacrifice sometimes need to come. And there's no way back. You're not going to maintain that relationship. When you make that sacrifice, it's for your own good. And you're not going to be able to keep that on any kind of healthy level, because if you open the doorway even slightly, that poison, that toxicity, their manipulative ways will point, they'll poison you, they'll taint you. You'll be right off
As a friend, I'm going to stop you. We got a projection going on here, Dave. These people aren't your therapists. No. Slow down. Stop.
Sorry. So, you're saying
sacrifice. Yeah, you need a hug? I'll give you a hug right now, bro. Dave's been hurt. This is clear, dude. I love you. I'm putting my hand on you right now.
In my life, I can count maybe 3 or 4 times that I've had somebody
that bad, huh?
That they're no longer in my life. And everybody else has been in my life for the past 20,
they don't
30,
leave,
40.
Right? Yeah, they don't leave. Yeah, right.
But every now and then, a
you
few
got one
people
that has to get scooped.
Gotta pluck them out and throw them away.
Oh my gosh, that's really, really deep. Because there are people, you know, I know we just did a boot camp and we were talking about crabs in a bucket. Crabs won't let crabs crawl out of a bucket. A crab starts to get to the top. Everybody grabs his leg and pulls him back in, you know? And so there's a lot of people that are this way. So this is what I love about, there are all different ways to go on this specific thing. This is what I love talking about on our show, is different ideas. I'm not saying one's right. I remember hearing Goggins speak last year at Limitless, and he was like, if someone in your life isn't fully supportive of what you're doing, fuck them.
Yeah.
Get him out of there. Yeah. He's like husband, wife, friends, brothers, mother, father. It wasn't like, you know, second cousins launch him, but if they're not on your success and towards pushing you better, get them out of your life completely. There's all the way there to, man, I do not want to sacrifice this friendship. You know, I have a friendship that goes back 25 years with a good buddy, and, you know, we were basically at the same place at like 20, and he zigged and I zagged, and his zig was alcohol. And I have watched it plague him his whole life. And I have had millions of chances where we come in and out of each other's lives. And, you know, we'll do a deal and it just never works out, man. Every time I end up losing money, every time, you know, and I still love this guy, and people in my life like, get him out of here. And I still love that guy through all of that. Well, that guy was a miracle. That guy connected us
to multiple
in an amazing way to one of the most amazing people on planet Earth, you know, and all of that was a product of loving that dude through it. So there are relationships you have to cut, and there are relationships you still hang on to. And this is the difficult thing. You got to search your heart. You got to look in your heart, and you got to say, what do I need to do? You know, am I cutting this person loose? If you feel peace, if you feel good in your heart when you think that, then that's what you got to do, man. And if you say, oh man, I need to give him another 20, and you feel good about that, then do that. There isn't one clear-cut answer here. But
no, it's tough. It's a really tough choice.
Listen to your heart and listen to your emotion. It'll help you know what the right thing to do with that person is.
What'd you say Goggins said? What did he say?
Goggins was like, fuck him. Get him out of there if they're not 100% on.
I forgot we could swear on this network.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. This is the other one. But we've been really good. I'm trying to do it less. I'm getting a little.
But it's simplified.
Yeah.
Fuck, just send them.
Send them. That's it. If they're not going to, you know, and I had a buddy, you know, we're starting podcasts. One buddy was like, man, you guys are good. It sounds really good. And I got another friend's like, this is the worst I've ever seen. He's like, I didn't tell you about Brett. Brett Watts is like, no one is going to watch this. You're an idiot. And he's like, love you, man. And, you know, I've known him for 20 years. And he's just like, love you. But seriously, you suck. Yeah, it was so brutal. I was just like, oh, man, I was holding my pillow, singing the Crying Game. You know, it's just, he is so brutal. Man,
that's yeah. good.
But he added
Let's
in love you.
The show.
Yeah, he added in love you, and he's being real, man. I don't. That's good. I look super rich.
Yeah,
you know,
successful
dudes
sure.
aren't the people we're talking to. You got it figured out, bro. Don't ask me. You don't.
Yeah, he doesn't need any counsel. Yeah,
you think you got everything figured out? And look, you look at his life. He kind of does. So
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, he's got it figured out. Good. He's good. He doesn't need information. He just laughs at me, and that's that's all that he needs.
That's so good.
Yeah, it was really funny. But
yeah, the show's not for that individual. It's somebody that's still trying to figure things out along the way and
checking out your compass, seeing which way it points, seeing which kind of scenery you like.
20 short and 20 shy. What am I doing with this? Just keep going.
Yeah, you just got to keep going. You just got to keep going. And I want, if I could have any point of today's show, obviously keep going, 20 short and 20 shy. Man, just try to believe that there's a force out there that's working in the universe that's trying to make you better. Just try to believe that there's a power around you that you're connected into, and that power desires you to succeed. And if you can just start to believe that it might be possible, exercise just the teeniest bit of faith, do a thing thinking, you know, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do it because I want to know if this is real. I want to know if it's true. And if, you know, if you're watching this somehow, man, I'm telling you, the whole universe is pulling for you. The nuggets you need are lying everywhere on the ground. I'm seeing things that have been set up 30 years ago in paper to now demonstrate the validity of a miracle that's happening today. The entire universe is laid out in perfect form for you to get what you need in the exact moment you need it. You've got to trust. You've got to believe. You've got to be living on the principles of love and acceptance so that when it arrives, you don't kick it over because it doesn't look like the thing you thought it was going to look like. It's always going to be a surprise. It's going to even be better than you thought it would be. You just have to keep going, read that next book, invest your last dollar, put your time sacrificed on the table of the offering of becoming a better human, of making a bigger difference. And that offering will make the difference in you getting your miracles. We're wrapping up quick. Sanchez, you got a minute. Tell us what's up.
Abundance.
Abundance.
There's a lot of abundance out there. And if the people are laughing at you or doubting your ideas, go back to the word sacrifice. Those are the people that you don't need in your life. Because in times of struggle, you need people that lift you up, not hold you down. So really analyze that. And Todd planted these seeds in his life 30 years ago for him to germinate and fertilize and water. And don't stop fertilizing. Don't stop watering. You keep believing. You keep being you. The people that are laughing at you now, telling you can't do that, you can't do that, you can't do that. Oh, watch what happens when you end up 10, 15, 20 years down the road. And they're like, oh, man, he did that.
He did it.
Yeah, he did do that. Yeah. But you're out of the picture. And so, again, the word abundance. You're 20 short and 20 shy. There's a lot of 20s out there. You can fill your pockets filled with those 20s. So there's a massive amount of abundance. But the abundance comes when you are your authentic self, when you believe, you're surrounded with love and tenacity. That abundance is there. It's all around you. And I've got $19 in my pocket.
Well, I got one. So together we got 20. We're going to lay it down.
Donuts.
We're going to get donuts.
Let's go for donuts.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us. I promise you what Dave says about abundance is real. There is more money than you could ever want out there. There is more opportunity than you could ever believe you could make something out of nothing. 1 + 1 = 5 with God. And so you just have to trust. You just have to keep putting out that 20. You know, the widow's mite is your last dollar. Would you spend your last dollar on it? If you wouldn't spend your last dollar on it, don't even start, man. Be prepared to send it. Go all the way. Lay down your sacrifice. And the harder you lay it down, the better your miracle is going to come, man. Thank you so much for joining us. We will check you next time.
Be good to yourself.
Be good to yourself.
Thanks for jacking into another BK Awakening Souls podcast. Remember that you matter, that you can make a difference, and that we need you to be you. This has been a production from a podcast studio.